English poet and dramatist William Shakespeare is believed to have been born on this date in 1564. He died 52 years later, also on April 23rd. Commentator Ralph Schoenstein says those are among the few facts we have about Shakespeare, and that's okay with him.
A great global dispute is now raging over who wrote the plays of William Shakespeare. It is possible, of course, that Shakespeare wrote them, just as it is possible that the plays of Tennessee Williams were written by him and not by Ted Williams or Vanessa. Yes, Shakespeare is one of the leading candidates for being himself. However, academics around the world are devoting their lives, if lives is what you can say they are having, to proving that the greatest plays ever written were written by the Earl of Oxford, or Francis Bacon, or Christopher Marlowe, or Doris Kearns Goodwin. Why do all these people feel that Shakespeare wasn't? Because they say he lacked the education to have all the knowledge found in the plays. Well, he did attend only the Stratford Grammar School, where he loved recess and lunch, but he also learned the Bible, Latin and Greek there, and he studied a sweeping history of England called the Chronicles. And one more thing, he was a genius, which may be even better than a high school equivalency degree. The Shakespeare deniers also say there are a few facts about Shakespeare's life. True. By the same logic, Homer could have been King Solomon, and Cervantes Marco Polo. By the way, what books did Homer read? About as many as Mike Tyson. Every writer who supposedly was Shakespeare published inferior work under his own name. Moreover, the first folio of the plays was published by Shakespeare's fellow actors, and Shakespeare as the author was certified by Ben Jonson, who knew him well as a competitor. "That damn guy just keeps grabbing all the 18s to 49s," Johnson said. "He knows the demographic for the iambic." These so-called scholars on Shakespeare's plays are authorities on one thing, snobbery. They feel that someone who didn't go to college, someone like Harry Truman, Thomas Edison, or Joan of Arc, could not have amounted to anything. My own father made Shakespeare seem like a valedictorian. He left school in the sixth grade, and then went on to read books, become a newspaper editor, and win a Pulitzer Prize for journalism. I wonder if some scholar is about to prove that he was really my mother.
Ralph Schoenstein is known as the Bard of Princeton, New Jersey.